Believe it or not, it has been 25 years since a hapless, leather-jacketed lawyer from New York showed up in an Alabama courtroom.
My clients are...
What are you wearing?
Huh?
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing clothes.
That is Joe Pesci as Vinny Gambini making a terrible first impression on a tough judge in the film My Cousin Vinny.
Might surprise you to learn that lawyers love this movie about a lawyer who doesn't know what he's doing. Turns out the film is a good educational tool.
Unlike a lot of different legal movies, they took care to actually get the law right so you can use it as a way to illustrate how trials actually work.
That is Elizabeth Burt. She teaches law at the University of Georgia, and she uses My Cousin Vinny in her classes.
You have this bumbling guy from New York who comes down and is in rural Alabama and completely out of his element. And, you know, I think a lot of students feel that way too, particularly in their first year of law school.
He has to show you everything, otherwise it could be a mistrial. He has to give you a list of all his witnesses. You can talk to all his witnesses. He's not allowed any surprises. They didn't teach you that in law school either?
Marisa Tomei there is Vinny's fiancée, Mona Lisa Vito, teaching him about legal procedure.
There's a lot of that movie that just hits home for attorneys.
Patrick Krachowski is city attorney for Neptune Beach, Florida, and also works as an adjunct professor who shows his students examples of Vinny Gambini's ethics, or lack of ethics.
You know, lying to the judge about his experience and his name, and even if Vinny had lost the case, those two defendants never would have faced the death penalty. That case would have been overturned on appeal in a heartbeat.
Two lawyers, and believe it or not, two fans of the film My Cousin Vinny, which was released 25 years ago today.